Coolin FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
We left Maggie and Scotty on their way to the Mad Lockie bar in order to find out some more information about the mysterious young beauty, Veronica McVicar, who asked Dick to ask the captain if he would perform her wedding ceremony on board ship. Unfortunately, Dick misunderstood and thinks she wants to actually marry the captain. The captain, being flattered, wants to find out more before he gives up his long-term bachelorhood. We find Maggie and Scotty propping up the bar.
Right now, we need to be really discreet here and no draw attention to ourselves. We'll ask the barman when he brings our drinks back if he kens this woman.
Oh, Scotty, my pet, it may be best that I ask him. A woman's charms work better than you big rough men. If it gets nasty, then you can put your big strong arms around me and protect me from his rage.
Aye, I'll hold you while he hits you.
You big tease. Shush, here he comes.
That's one lager and black currant with a chaser and one port and lemon. That's £3.06.
Here's £3.10, and you can keep the change. Oh, what lovely soft hands you have, just like my face.
Aye, even down to the wart. Give me my horn back, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was getting awfully carried away there by your big, manly muscles. Do you work out?
No, I've just the one job, in here.
Oh, for heaven's sake, woman, will you get a rest and let me honour this? I was wondering if you kent some woman who lives around here called McVicar.
There's a couple of McVicars around here. You ken any more about her?
A big woman, huge future in front of her.
Oh, Veruca. Aye, she's got huge assets. She's got a 40-acre croft with a wee herd of pedigree cattle and about 250 blackface sheep.
Aye, pedigree cattle, you say?
Well, they would be if they had a pedigree. But that's no all. She's got an agricultural shed, a 4-bedroom croft house with an inside lavvy.
Och, the hussy.
A grey Fergie tractor, a dung spreader, and a Toyota pickup with a crew cab.
A dung spreader?
Aye, that's no awe. The pickup is taxed, insured, and MOT'd. Dawn's a sign of affluence, if ever there was. It's a pure waste of money over here.
What a wastrel. A woman like that deserves to have an accident.
Aye, well, rumour has it that she's also man-mad and looking to get married soon.
Well, there's no use looking at my Scotty. He's taken.
Oh, woman, we ken why she's marrying. Come on, we need to get back and relay this information to the groom.
So, after downing their drinks in a thrice, Scotty and Maggie make their way back to the ship and call into Captain Horatio's cabin to tell him the news, which they relate with great excitement.
Huge assets, you say? Well, I suppose I could make an exception to my non-marrying rule and get spliced to this lady who's obviously besotted with me.
I have her business card here. Will I call her and give her the good news?
Well, I suppose... No, hold on. I think we should do this through the original go-between. Scotty, get me Dick.
Aye, Captain.
Och, Captain, I hope you'll be as happy as Scotty and me.
No offence meant, but I do hope to be much happier than that. An MOT'd pickup, you say?
And a herd of cattle, probably pedigree.
Pedigreed steak, I can hardly wait.
You wanted me, Captain?
Indeed I do, Dick. I need you to go back to this lady and say the Captain would be delighted to marry you. Can you remember that?
Yes, the captain will be delighted to marry me.
No, not you, her.
So you're not marrying me, you're marrying her.
Look, Dick, let me write it down for you and you can just hand her the note. There, now off you go and remember to wait for a reply.
Will do.
Big Dick sets off for Veronica McVicar's farm with the captain's note firmly in his hand. At the farmhouse, Veronica and her brother Charles are sitting having a cup of tea and a sandwich.
Go on, you've kept me waiting long enough. Tell me all about this mysterious man of your dreams.
Oh, Charles, he's lovely. He's the most adorable man I've ever met.
How old is he?
72.
72? Ron, you're only 46. That's a bit of an age gap.
Oh, Charles, I know, but he's lovely. I just feel comfortable with him. At night when we're watching the television and he's dozing off, I love to just sit and watch the drool drip from his mouth. It's a beautiful sight.
What does he do? Is he retired?
Oh no, he comes from Gia and he has a mobile business selling a wide range of ladies' garments, some veterinary supplies and fish on a Friday. He looks so cute in his little kilt.
Has he got his own tartan?
He did, but when he changed his name...
He changed his name? Why?
Well, his family name is Morrow. He's John Farquhar Morrow, but he changed it to Singh.
John Farquhar Singh? But why?
I'll tell you if you stop interrupting. He bought a second-hand van of Sanjeev Singh, the butcher who left Gia last year under a dark cloud. Seemingly lamb wasn't lamb, and dogs were mysteriously disappearing off the island at a rate of knots. Anyway, when JF, as he likes me to call him, bought the van, he found it cheaper to change his name and buy a turban rather than having the name on the side of the van repainted.
So, are you moving over to Gia?
No, he's coming over to stay with me. The van's arriving tomorrow, although he says he's got itchy feet and wants to expand. He's looking at buying a bigger van, but it could mean he'll have to change his name again to whatever's on the side of the new one.
What's that?
First ScotRail, hyphenated, of course.
Of course.
Good afternoon. Have I the pleasure of Miss McVicar?
I am she.
My name is Richard. Richard Woody, I have come with a note from the captain of the Glen Midden regarding the forthcoming nuptials.
I thought I recognised you. You're the young man I asked to speak to the captain.
I am he. Here's the note. The captain has asked me to await a reply.
What does it say?
Let's see, yes. Dearest Veronica McVicar, I'm extremely flattered that you have chosen me to marry you, and even although it has come as a huge surprise to me and my crew, I would be delighted to take you up on your offer. If you could let Dick know your preferred date and time, and I'll make sure that you are contacted regarding the preparations, and I look forward to a happy union. Yours, Horatio McNelson.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes, it is. Dick, please tell the captain that I would be happy for the wedding to take place this Friday the 9th at 11.
This Friday the 9th at 11.
That's it.
Is that 11 in the morning?
Would you like me to write it down?
Might be best.
With note in hand, Dick makes his way back to the ship to give the captain the good news. Will it ever dawn on any of them that someone, somewhere, has got the wrong end of the stick? Will Veronica become Mrs. First ScotRail, or will she be lucky and keep the name of Singh alive and well on Gia? Tune in next week, same time, same channel, for these answers and more.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, John Grundy and Shona Campbell. Featuring this week, the voice of Dame Katrina McLean. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.